Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Weatherly moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Webb moves to second. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to third for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Krivic moves to third. Quel moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. There goes Smith trying to get to third. Mack throws to Keltner who tags Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-1 in the game. Solters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Solters reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Trotsky moves to third. Heath moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley is walked intentionally. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright scores. Kennedy scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Mac applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trotsky strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tresh. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Mac applying the tag. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wright scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale pinch hits for Al Smith. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Appling moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Boudreau moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to third. Mack moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Bo Bell pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Keltner scores. Mack moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Oscar Grimes pinch runs for Bo Bell. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack scores. Hemsley scores. Grimes moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimes scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Allen now pitching. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Soltis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Chapman is hit by the pitch. Allen moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Trotsky is walked intentionally. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tresh is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack misplays the ball. That's an error on Mack. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 4 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Mack steals second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Soltis hits a fly ball towards Semter. Weatherly catches it and throws to home to double up Krivic. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.